interesting makers news on O Come All Ye Faithful. Stacey Arrigo there, and as I say, her interpretation of the Christmas classic O Come All Ye Faithful. And we're delighted on Christmas Eve to welcome, as promised, the full-time, well, I should say part-time chaplain for the full-time chaplaincy team. That is, of course, Reverend Malcolm Masterman, team leader, let's be honest, team leader of the chaplaincy team here at James Cook University Hospital.
Good morning, Alex, and good morning to all who are listening. I'm not sure how part-time I am, but...
There's no such thing as part-time, surely, when you're doing the work of the Lord.
It's absolutely.
Constant sort of line.
Absolutely.
So, Christmas 2013, we've made it, and we're looking ahead, obviously, to that really exciting moment when I often tend to get... So there is the line that's frequently become used to the extent it's become a cliche, oh, Christmas, it's for the children. We're all children, ultimately. Children of the Lord.
Absolutely, and it is interesting that today's reading for my morning prayer just said that Jesus welcomes the little children to come to him, and as such we are all his little children. We are about to celebrate Christmas Eve. We've managed to get through all those parties, celebrations, mince pies up to Christmas Eve, and now the big event is to take place, the coming of Christ at Christmas and the remembrance of it once more.
Sometimes one's almost led to despair when one actually sort of takes one's heart into one's hand, shall we say, quite literally, in terms of some supermarkets, and you feel as though the commercial line is kind of overwhelming the whole system. It's very important to kind of almost have that mental discipline to say, look, ultimately it is the thought that counts, and the biggest thought of all was the fact that, you know, we had Christ Child incarnate.
Absolutely. And sadly, in the secular world, by Christmas Day, we move on to the New Year sales, and Christmas will be over for most people. But it's just beginning. The days of Christmas begin on Christmas Day. Not before, not in Advent, we're in preparation, and now we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
I always see it as the lead-up to the Russian Orthodox Christmas, of course, which is early January, but that's another line entirely. If I could put one plea out today, Malcolm, and I seek your advice in terms of this one plea, if anybody is actually listening online, however they're actually listening to this, wherever in the world they happen to be, if they're in the James Cook University Hospital via Hospedia Channel 1, if you get a Christmas present, please, please do not put it on eBay at the same day. Do not actually go online. I know there's a temptation to do that, but I just think that is for me just the ultimate. Just don't do that. It's not good.
Well, you see, Alex, this is the difference between yourself and myself.
You are
a media man, and straight away you're looking on eBay. And to be honest, I've only looked on eBay about twice in my life.
Well, very good, yes. But, you know, I just say that the online, so I just can't believe that sort of people say, well, they'll be using their tablets and their devices, et cetera, et cetera. I still actually hanker, to a certain extent, for the days, quite logically and psychologically, where Sunday was a day of rest. And I think you do need at least, you know, one day per week where you actually take time out. It's a well-known psychological therapy aspect side of things. But I think that's just my little bête noir for Christmas. Don't whatever you actually receive, feel you have to sort of sell it on eBay.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because I will make another plug here, which isn't, and I'll come back to the Christmas message, but from the beginning of January, the chaplaincy will be running in the Holistic Centre, now called the Trinity Centre, a one-hour meditation relaxation session every Wednesday between 10:30 and 11:30, which is open to patients and carers. Sorry to give you that plug.
And whilst we're talking about plugs, obviously, if you are listening to this live today on Christmas Eve, there will be a service of Mass 4 p.m.
From the chapel. And this evening at 7 o'clock, there will be a group from the Salvation Army and some carol singers singing around as many wards as we can. It won't be everywhere, sadly, because we just can't get around 37 in an evening. And then in the morning at 11:15, there will be a Eucharist Church of England free church service in the chapel, and one of my colleagues will be coming round tomorrow morning bringing the sacrament to those who want it, who cannot get to the chapel, to the bedside.
Malcolm, we've been running a range of Christmas thoughts, Christmas messages over the last few weeks from folk ranging from Angela Rippon through to William Sitwell from Waitrose Food and a whole range of other folk, etc. What's your own Christmas thought for this season?
My Christmas thought, and particularly for those who may be in hospital or who are lonely or isolated, is that the Christmas message is for you. It isn't just for the children, it is for all of us, that we accept that Jesus came into the world for us all. He brought good news, hope, a message of light and peace for everyone. And I would hope that message of peace, that message of hope, especially if you feel hopeless and in despair, that you recognise that that message is for you, that none of us are beyond that message of hope and peace.
Reverend Malcolm Masterman, team leader for the chaplaincy team here at James Cook University Hospital. Happy Christmas.
And a happy Christmas to all who are listening to this.
Happy Christmas, Kelco. Happy Christmas, Julie. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And so this is Christmas. The world is so long.
I'm very well, thank you. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Brilliant. As I say, we've just actually sort of connected with respect to a whole range of folk, etc. So what's... Well, first of all, are you in Wimbledon, or are you actually...
I'm in Wimbledon, and as we speak, I'm purchasing my last Christmas present.
Wow.
I thought I'd bring you out into Wimbledon so you could hear the joyous sounds of Christmas pipe music.
That makes perfect sense. Now, have you actually sort of decided whether you're going to go to the southwest to actually brave the storms, or will you be staying in London over the festive period, or will you be heading north?
Oh, well, actually, not heading north, not heading south. I'm just staying in London this year.
Oh, it makes perfect sense, really, from that point of view.
So, will you be staying in the north?
I will be staying in the north. That's the intention, sorting out life, the universe, and just basically contemplating on the gift of joy and happiness that comes around every day, basically. But we have to be specifically grateful at Christmas because it's the attitude of gratitude that keeps us going.
Couldn't
have been better myself,
Alexia.
Oh, my word. So, in terms of reflecting on the year itself, given that last year, of course, we were involved with the huge Myathon, what have been the highlights for 2013 for yourself?
Well, I had a recent highlight recently, actually, I told you this, but I've just been working with Michael Owen, the footballer, on his commentating skills. So that was good. So I was at Wembley the other week. From a work point of view, that was probably quite a good highlight.
Mm.
And
I think you're probably slightly taller than Michael, if memory serves. Is that right, Ria?
Actually, it's absolutely right. Yeah. I think we're probably about the same height.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good highlight.
And not only that, I mean, it's frequently been said how often, actually, Sarah, you were actually up front for England and Liverpool and Real Madrid, as opposed to Michael Owen. I think he sort of moved you in there.
I tell you what, I did feel a little guilty about it. When I was doing this training, which was obviously voice training, not football training, it was a huge plate of biscuits in the room. It was so fit. And I was thinking, I'll pretend a biscuit never touches my lips, but I'm afraid that I succumbed after 2.5 hours, you have to. And even Michael did after 3, so that made me feel a bit better. And, that I think, was a pretty good highlight. And, I suppose just having everybody here for one more Christmas is probably the best present I can ask for with my parents. And, I think it's been a mixed year. But as you say, every day has its highs and lows, and it's looking for the highs rather than the lows, isn't it,
Precisely.
Really?
Obviously, a few years ago, we lost David Vine, who headed off to that great commentator box in the sky. David Coleman, of course, passed this year. You'd mentioned about Michael Owen and his commentary skills. Did you actually get Michael to say, oh, quite remarkable, or perhaps not?
I've got a really good phrase. I just bought a box with this on for my brother, which is, you probably know it, but on that sort of sentimental note, life is not waiting for the storm to end. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And I think that's really rather a good one, isn't it?
Very much so. As I say, it's a case of carry on. And as I said when we were talking to team leader for the chaplaincy team here at James Cook University Hospital, my little plea for Christmas, no matter how technologically gifted you might be, no matter how much you're tempted to actually say, yes, I'm online, etc., come Christmas Day, don't put your presents on eBay. It's just bad form and it's just not good. You know, if you get any, just be grateful. I just think, don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I know technology is a wonderful thing, but I do think Christmas Day, everybody should just calm and chill and,
In fact, the only
technology we should have is Southside, if you're going to say.
No, I was going to say, the only technology you should really actually use for Christmas Day, apart from probably the cooker and the oven and various other bits and pieces, should probably actually be maybe the television set or the radio. And other than that, is just leave the rest of the communications to
radio
to
and television. Radio first, of course, always in my book.
There we are, indeed.
And then maybe, I think my little highlight of television, the Sarah Humphrey things I'm looking forward to, is I do love a good ghost story at Christmas. So, and there's a brilliant story on this year on Christmas Day, which will scare the pants off everybody, which is really good.
Is that the track?
So I recommend that.
Is that the M.R. James thing that Mark Gatiss has been responsible for?
Yeah. And I've been to the theatre a bit this week. So I've been to see The Dark House, all about the MP's expenses, which is very topical, of course, at the moment, with Ben Miller, which is extremely good. And I
take it we didn't have a situation as in the Apollo where the house was literally brought down.
It does bring another meaning to that word, doesn't it, Alex?
Certainly,
yeah.
We were speaking with
actually, that's very serious. I think five people are still pretty ill with, and including the pregnant lady.
We were speaking with actor Peter Miles, who was, of course, known for lots of roles in the series Doctor Who with John Pertwee, and indeed more recently for his Magic Bullet Productions version of Radio B, in which he plays the Reverend Ocelot. But Peter was saying that he never quite experienced something like that. I mean, Sarah, I mean, obviously, from your regular tours around the country with New Palm and a whole stack of other fine companies, etc., has there ever been a time when you just thought, I don't think this theatre looks safe at all, really?
Well, actually, I have to say, there's a theatre near you lot up north, which was quite in Whitley Bay many years ago.
Yeah.
And the regulars said, oh, yes, I said, my goodness, there's a tree growing through the dressing room. Mm. And you think, that can't be good for the fun. But literally, I mean, a tree.
Yes.
A tree.
Yeah.
And I do think it has brought into thinking, I mean, they were saying, wasn't it, that it was the storms that we had a little earlier on that probably dislodged something, but all of those theatres are of that age, and it does make you wonder, doesn't it, a bit? But I think interesting. I think the funniest one there was when we were working with New Palm and on sort of theatres and things, and somebody had designed the flyer, which was a horrible brown colour, and it said, "Something awful comes to Croydon."
Yes.
I didn't think many people would want to go and see that New Palm season. Anyway, I know you've spoken to other regulars. You've spoken to Mr. Harper.
Yes.
And have you spoken to Mr. Tomlinson?
Well, you know, we haven't. I'm not sure whether we'll actually get Malcolm's Christmas message, but I'm sure it'll be very positive from both Malcolm and Judith and Ross and Eleanor, all very much reciprocated to that thing. But we haven't sort of connected from that sort of point of view. But, you know, good things will manifest, I'm sure.
Good. And what is Mr. Harper up to now? Is he about to go back and, no doubt, direct something?
I think he's still heavily involved with either Holby City or Casualty, or Casualty or Holby City.
Mm-hmm.
I still think he could have done a fine job working with the Doctor Who scenario, but still, you know, he was there for the big event, which was a huge scenario, the big sort of 50th anniversary celebration. Did you see the episode yourself, Sarah?
I'm afraid I didn't.
No, I was working.
No, but I can watch again. Can't
of course
I?
You can. Exactly so. That's the important thing. It's work. So as we look ahead to 2014, what is your festive message? What's the Huntley festive message for the season and beyond?
Well, I think my festive message is smaller roses on the way, and enjoy it all. Enjoy it all. But I think then on top of that, my particular one for myself is go for it, girl. Just go for it. There's so much to do, and there's so much fun to be had, and there's so much to achieve. Sarah, go for it. And I'm telling everybody else to go for it. Don't hang back.
There we have it. Again, a sensational series of words of wisdom from the Huntley mistress in full form. I take it then, Sarah, you'll be joining us again in 2014 and updating us with all sorts of other marvellous things.
I hope so.
Marvellous. Exactly so. Yes, Sarah Huntley will return.
And are they going to do, I have to say, is there going to be Silent Night on the programme? Or a carol or two?
I tell you what, as it's yourself, Sarah, stay with us for a few moments and we'll give you 100 seconds.
Ah.
There we are, 100 seconds, Sarah, just for you.
Oh, well, Alexis, that was lovely. Thank you so much. That was a lovely Christmas present.
Well,
thank you.
There we are. It's a sort of metaphysical, metaphorical line from there. Sarah, to yourself, to Imogen, to John, all the very best. To the citizens of Wimbledon, all the very best.
And all the very best to all of you and everyone listening, and lots and lots of love.
Yay! Yay! And Sarah Huntley will be back as well in 2014. Fantastic.
Yes.
How can you have confidence in your first aider when all they have is a certificate to say that no one ever failed, when you have no information about their skills, and when, according to the Resuscitation Council, 70% of CPR done in the UK is delivered below standard and inadequate? In an emergency, survival and recovery depend on the help you get before paramedics arrive. Wouldn't you rather have first aiders at work who can really save lives? Life Aiders can. Go to lifeaidtraining.co.uk for details.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration. With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.